There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Love it. All right, we're rolling.
Oh, yeah, I can't. We can't even start with singing Elvis.
I think you can sing it.
You can sing it, but we can't play it.
Yeah. God forbid.
I mean, especially Elvis.
Yeah. Oh, no, we'll get shot.
Oh, hey, Mr. Zabrowski, you've been served.
Yeah.
Who is it? Austin Butler.
You ain't nothing but a pound dog. Speaking of getting shot.
Oh, yeah, that's because why? Because I'd be in jail?
No, the pound. You know, they kill the dogs.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we'll start with something else.
Immediately to the dog murder. As soon as we go, hey, Eddie, it's me, Austin Butler, it's your best friend. Hey, I'm not Elvis.
You're not in. You don't have to stay in character. You've already nominated for the Oscar.
This is me, friend. This is me. Hey there, Bubba. Hey, listen. I just want to tell you something, Ed Larson.
Yeah, what?
Is that your name?
Yeah, it's my name.
Oh, that's congrats. You've been served.
Served what?
Yes. You're getting sued for copyright infringement.
Copyright infringement?
Yeah. Oh, I just got you. You just got Butler.
Yeah, well, Butler, you should have been fatter when you died in that movie.
No, they wouldn't let me. I was doing a movie called Skinniest Man Alive right after that film. But at the same time, I was like, can I talk like Elvis, though? And they said, I don't think you can do anything else. Austin, I was like, you're right, Bubba.
How did you feel about Priscilla making out with Leslie Nielsen in the Naked Gun movies?
I'm going to tell you the truth. I got as hard as a candy cane. Something else in there. Somebody else try. I'll tell you what. I'll say the original Elvis Wayne wasn't much of a cook, but Austin Butler, he's a bit of a Dr. Cuckenstein. He enjoys him.
Welcome to Side Stories. By the way, this is your host, Dr. Cuckenstein.
Yes.
Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting with the other, Dr. Cuckenstein's mom. Monster.
Yeah. Roar! Fuck my wife!
Quit begging me. It's Ed Larson.
I can't believe they let the monster get married.
They asked him and they rejected because the love couldn't be made. First of all, love can't be born in a lab, even though human meat can. Mm-hmm. So can bacon. We learned a lot about this before the show. But
we've talked about this before. Bride of Frankenstein, she's not even in the movie.
Because she knows he's gay.
Oh.
Frankenstein's monster is canonically gay.
Is that true?
Yes. I'm saying it right here.
Yeah?
Yep.
Frankenstein's monster is canonically gay. He's a hound dog.
Oh, Frankenstein. Mr. Heinrich Frankenstein is ready to fuck, my friend. He is ready out there.
Well, it says here, according to Google AI, of course, there's no explicit statement about Frankenstein's monster's sexual orientation in Mary Shelley's novel, but if you see the scene with him and the blind man, the little bit of affection and sexual tension, I would even say, is that the scene is rife with sexual tension.
Now, is it Frankenstein, or Frankenstein? Well, is it the Frankenstein Bears?
Don't do Mandela effect with me. You yelled at the Mandela effect, man. Do you remember?
I do remember. It was fun.
What does it say? What is the official pronunciation?
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah, see, it's
Frankenstein.
Yeah,
Frankenstein, I think it was just a Mel Brooks bit.
It's a Mel Brooks thing.
I'm pretty certain. So Eddie's back. He just did his highly invasive, first leg of his highly invasive comedy tour. That's the name of it. Not
invasive species. Invasive not highly species. Invasive.
His tour and his comedy is highly invasive.
Yes, we check your panties as you walk in the door.
But you do have to fill out a questionnaire beforehand. Invasive. You do have to say yes to it beforehand, but that's just because the venues are on top of it.
Yeah, that's right.
But we have, before we get into talking about your adventures.
I was nice. Oh, also, in. You know, Herney was wonderful. They had a great experience.
Oh, we're great. In Huntsville, Von Braun was so happy to be brought out on stage. He's still working on that tight 25. Herney Von Braun has some choice things to say about the town of Huntsville, and we here at LPN apologize for everything that he said to you, to your faces, about the town that you lived in. But we had a great time, and that was just a blast. But we have so many updates. We have so much bullshit to get to.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right in. Number one, our Object on the Road series, right? So we've covered on Side Stories of all the types of crimes that go unlooked at by the police in this country. We here at Side Stories have our fingers inside of the pulse of this one style of crime, objects in the road.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't, maybe you remember, but I believe that this was in
Nebraska.
This was in Nebraska. What happened, a rash of objects that were left in the road, one the size of a child's bike, one was a flat screen television.
I think one was a child's bike.
Pretty certain.
Yeah.
This people would be, they would swerve out of the way in the middle of the night, only to be confronted by a young man that had been sitting, watching, and waiting, asking to see if they needed help or a ride somewhere.
You okay?
You okay?
You okay?
You okay?
You okay? You want to hang out in my car?
You okay?
Hang out in my car.
And I'll tell you, guess what, man? They found him. We thought that for a while, because you remember then he called the newspaper, he called, I believe it was First Alert 6 that was covering this, Bennington, outside of Bennington, Nebraska, and he said, please stop covering this in a super awkward way. Now we can actually see his awkward face, and he is exactly as we thought he would be. His name is Spencer Rademacher. Now, old Spencer Rademacher, he's here. The only way you could look at it, his face, his mugshot is what you'd call cosmically dumb. He looks like a person that is, yes, he is a bit simple, but also life is unfolding at such a speed that it's coming at him at, like, you know, when they jump through the time holes and shit, like in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, everything is moving at 1,000 miles an hour to this man.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he can't read, but it looks like he chooses not to.
I won't read!
Yeah.
I specifically won't! And so this young man, it seems, he's called the try to get people to stop the investigating this crime.
It took 3 months to get this fucking guy.
3 months. And they said that they had tags on him. They were following him. He was on a list of suspects. Mm. We're not quite certain what was the piece of evidence that brought him in. It might have been himself, because again, I don't think Spencer Rademacher is a verbal, what's his name? I don't think he's a Kaiser Soze.
No.
You know, I don't think he's the mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
So he is now.
No one died.
No one died yet. Well, now he's in jail.
Now he's in jail, and people can die in there.
We'll see what happens. He might die in there.
Yeah.
He's just, he does seem strange. He said so, but yes, we'll see. We'll see how he turns out.
I wonder if he's going to, like, put stuff in the hallway of the jail cells.
If he does that, honestly, if we could get a word to his lawyer, if he does that, that's how you get out of this. You keep pressing. Commit to the bit. If you obstruct alleyways in the prison, they're going to know this is just what he does.
Yeah.
He's like a beaver, but a man. Everywhere he goes, he builds a dam. Mm. And it's just because he needs to keep busy.
Yeah, he's a beaver buddy.
He's a beaver guy.
Yeah, that's all he is.
That's all he is.
Yeah, and you can tell because of the tail.
And his buck teeth and his doe-like empty eyes. Ah, yes.
His education level.
Yes. Ah, yes. He has the same college degrees that one can get as a raccoon.
Yeah. But, you know, we can give this story an old,
got him. And you know who to thank for that? Side Stories. Woo! Yep. Woo! Did it again.
Yeah.
Caught another fucking criminal.
We will not rest until the streets are clear of bicycles.
But then anybody else can travel on those. I don't care what you believe in. Now, that was one update. Another update. We have, I wanted to bring this up the last time, is that with the Ghost Adventures.
Oh, yes.
Our friend from Ghost Adventures.
Your friend.
Well, I actually didn't know him very well. Yeah, Aaron Goodwin, this guy from Ghost Adventures. We now know that his wife planned to whack him.
Yeah.
I believe her name is Victoria Goodwin. Victoria Goodwin. But the reason why I wanted to bring this up is that I missed a fact that wasn't covered when the story first broke.
Okay.
First of all, did you see this super sad post Aaron Goodwin did?
No.
Posting that he's now divorcing her, obviously.
Oh, my God.
And it's just this emoji.
Oh, come on. Oh, happy it's not face good. Emoji is a happy face by voice. People 40 and over.
It's the happy face emoji with the little hands.
Yeah.
That he's just saying he's thanking everyone for their love and support.
Why are the hands in the emoji?
Hey,
it makes no sense.
Don't kill
I've
me.
Never seen anyone gesture like that.
Don't kill me. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Please don't kill me. And so his wife, who used to be lovely, now we know she's evil, she was talking
She might have never been lovely.
No, you're right, Eddie. Except those pictures.
Yeah, she did look, she had a smile in it, and it didn't look too crooked.
Well, they did, technically they did the thing that everyone does, which is like, I think people always even hit too hard on the Instagram's just a highlight reel. It's like, yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want to put my sad shit on Instagram.
No, you want to see me struggle?
I save that for Facebook.
Exactly. That's where it's for. That's where emotional problems are. Wow, she's still on there.
Yeah.
Wow, the wife's still on there. What was the last thing that she just said here? Lions don't concern itself with the opinion of
this
sheep.
This was a long time ago.
Yes, wow. But that is
the way. That's her lifestyle.
That's 135 weeks ago.
But still, that is if you see this, just know this, fellas. If you're married and I'm sorry, this is specifically for the fellas. If you're in cishet, if you're going and you got a wife or you got a girlfriend, if she posts any sort of square that just says a lion doesn't concern itself with the opinion of sheep, you're going to get killed.
Yeah.
She's coming to fucking kill you.
Also,
this is not a person that, she's just a lady. This isn't fucking, you know, she's not fighting the war.
Yeah.
She's not fighting Russia.
And frankly, I'm sick of all this anti-sheep, you know, rhetoric.
Sheep are technically strong.
They're
but
wonderful.
They're gullible.
Yeah, they are gullible, but, you know, they give us clothes. We have mutton.
Yeah, you can rail the shit out of one if you're
apparently
lost in a
they
field.
They have That's lovely vaginas
people
for
love
human
them.
Penises.
Yes, they're very
and
valuable.
And we're supposed to treat these animals like shit, and we don't want to be these animals?
All right, now we're in the woods.
For
or now we're like
right
a lost
here.
Sheep. Now we're like a lost sheep wandering through the bush.
She could wish her vagina was like a sheep.
This isn't about the sheep. This never was about the sheep. I'm sorry I brought sheep into it. But this guy.
Such pretty faces.
Yeah, I do. They do. I think sheep are angelic.
You put a lipstick on it, and you can kiss them.
You can do anything you want to a sheep if you're alone with it.
Yeah.
No, but
horny
for
Scotland.
Sheep. Yeah, in Scotland, or if you're a farmer. if you're a farmer. So Victoria Goodwin was talking to a very specific person. She was talking to, and the person that these texts came back and forth about planning to kill her husband were with a young man by the name of Grant Amato.
Okay.
Now, for those of you that are unfamiliar, Grant Amato is
it's like Skeletor's kid.
He looks like if Skeletor's kid was a bubble boy. Like he is he's allergic to morality. That's what he looks like. Grant Amato is such a piece of shit. So real quick paraphrasing of his crimes, he was already in jail. He's a famous criminal. He killed most of his family except for his brother. I believe it was mom, his dad, and his other brother or his sister. He murdered them because he gave the entire family's life savings. He put the family in millions of dollars of debt, just sending money to an OnlyFans lady.
Oh.
That if you have this reaction to, there's like a whole thing to, if you watch it, you should watch the Explore with Us. I think it's on Grant Amato.
Yeah.
It's a fucked up, sad story. But this is a guy that this is the last. I'll tell you what, Victoria Goodwin, this was the last guy you should have been hitting up for advice. Okay?
Yeah, because he got caught.
He got caught.
It's interesting.
He's
when
bad with money.
Go after criminals in prison for advice on being a criminal. They already got caught.
I think that she knows that he's enough of a weak-willed human being that maybe that he could figure out something for her. I don't know what she thought, but she started talking to this guy. But he gave a bunch of money to this OnlyFans model. And if you look at, there's a call in this story in Iwu that if you see Grant Amato, it might be on Dreading. There's a whole story of it. The video that people have to see is him talking to the OnlyFans model when he's trying to be like, I have to break up with you. My dad says they're cutting it off, and I have to break up with you. And I know I love you. I love you so much. And this woman does the best. Oh no, sorry, puppy. Like she could. She's one of five guys that have killed their families just sending her money. She's just like looking out a window going, oh no,
sounds
bad.
Beware of his drive.
Yeah.
Oh no. Thank you for everything.
Yeah. He's just like, I didn't stop the call. I didn't hang up the call. And so that's just what I wanted to add. The big update really is the fact that Aaron Goodwin is divorcing her.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already said, all right, it's enough. He still says that he was blindsided. And he just loved his wife. Mm. And that is really, really sad. And that's what you really got to be careful for when you are, and I mean this, guys, and a lot of you out there. I saw it in Huntsville. I see it in Atlanta every time I go. A lot of us, and I'm proud of you boys, are punching outside of your weight.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of you guys got hotter people than you deserve. And you just have to remember that sometimes.
That they'll kill you.
They will. And that they're not innocent just because they're cuter than you. And that you need to check in.
Yeah. You really need to make sure they 1,000% love you before you get the life insurance.
That's the key.
Yes.
All right. And also, you know what I? You know what you do?
What?
You know what I've been doing now? I'm going to try this when I get my health insurance.
Push-ups?
No.
Sit-ups?
No.
Jumping jacks?
Nope. No. Change the beneficiary every month.
Oh, that's nice.
Go in, change it to somebody random.
Wow.
Somebody famous. That's like, just like
someone who's got too much money.
Just like
Bezos.
Just every once in a while. And then just be like, I don't know if you want to, I don't know if you're ready to cash out this month, because right now, if you knock out old Henry Zebrowski, it looks like George Knapp receives all of this. So you better be careful. All right. They said they could insure me up to $7,500.
Woo!
Yeah. So that's all going George Knapp's pocket, right?
Oh my
now.
God. This
all
dude. Right? Like looks like a ghost that they hunt.
He yes, he does. He's Ichabod Lame.
Hey,
come on, you fucking pieces,
idiots.
That's Grant Amato. Aaron Goodwin is not. Aaron Goodwin is he's a fine man.
Yeah, I know. Goodwin's cool,
and he doesn't deserve that happening to him.
Yes, I wish that his wife didn't try to kill him.
Me too. Except at the same time, I hope that it frees him up to some awesome coochie coo from some people that feel really bad for him.
Has anyone talked to the what channel are they on? Ghost Adventures.
Travel channel.
Has anyone talked to the executives of Travel Channel? See if
no
they
comment.
Orchestrated this whole thing?
No one's have no.
They were trying to make a ghost
that only
for
makes
their show?
Eddie, that only makes the show more expensive. That's the last thing I want
to
do.
Well, I mean, what? To kill this man?
And then Zach
Bagans. And then they could, could hunt his friend?
If Aaron Goodwin died. And he
talk about a ghost adventure.
Yes, but you don't think that Zach Bagans is going to be like, oh, sure. Yeah, you can pen me my standard $25,000 per episode. I doubt that that's, it's probably way more. Yeah. He's like, but if you pay me $75,000, I get you the tail, the head. The whole damn thing. he's just like holding out. Oh, Zach Bacon's with everybody's best friend, Matt Rife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. That's what I want to see. Oh, the ghost of talent. That's what they're investigating.
Live from your grave.
All right, so we all feel bad for him, and that is really, really, really sad. And also, one last update is... It seems.
Can I ask one more question about the last thing?
Please.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
Is the guy D'Amato, is he going to get
Amato?
Amato, is he going to get in trouble? Like, are they going to extend his sentence?
I have no idea. He's in.
Like,
he's in
get,
for
like,
three consecutive. He's in there for three consecutive life.
So it
sentences.
Doesn't even matter.
He's just there.
Yeah.
I think that he thought, because I think some places you can get a conjugal visit. There are certain places you can maybe get one. You can swing one.
But, I don't know if that's happening anymore after what happened this week.
But death row, they do that quite a bit. Sometimes they do that. They allow you to do it. We talked a little bit about, we don't want to talk about this, but also, you know, congrats on the state of Idaho getting their firing squad back.
Oh, yeah. No, Idaho's going full firing squad.
What I found interesting about that story was the fact that they still have to build the facility for it.
Yeah, $750,000 to build like a room with bulletproof walls, I guess.
But I feel like, or is there, but is
why
there
not
also
doing,
like,
is there not enough land in Idaho?
How cool would it be?
They should do it with a potato gun.
Dude, think about this. You go into a room, you get to choose the guns.
Oh.
Right? So what you do is, I think that's what it is. The first things you walk in, you have to rent the gun. You have to go to the gun kiosk where you go and you rent the gun for the afternoon. Yeah. And then you go into the other room. And then I think there is a cocktail hour. And then they have then he's presented. Then they do the service.
The cocktail hour is when they do the lethal injection.
But they were saying that apparently lethal injection was not... it was no longer considered a viable option because they've been having so many problems with it. The last guy...
Yeah, they're having trouble sourcing the drugs.
It's just not only just sourcing the drugs, but also apparently they believe that it's more cruel and inhumane.
Well, yeah, because the drugs were being made by people who don't make actual drugs for humans. They're made, being made by people who make like Windex and shit.
Well, it's also the main issue was that they were discovering that the people were suffering quite a bit before they died, and also that people that were administering the lethal injections were fucking up quite a bit. Like one guy, they said apparently took 8 turns to try to find the right vein and all this stuff, and then he's getting, they like paralyze you first, so you're sitting there all paralyzed, but you can still experience everything, and then you're obviously going to be experiencing a great deal of pain. And so that's the reason why they're saying, oh, but a firing squad is so much more, like, it's more humane.
You die instantly.
And you die instantly, quote unquote, but you still got the, you know, you can put the blindfold on, you got to smoke a cigarette, you got the guy there. I don't know if they do the thing where everybody, like, one guy has a bullet. Like,
see,
and everybody
like,
does
I don't
want
to smoke a cigarette. I want to smoke a turkey.
Fuck yeah.
Take
dude.
Some time. Yeah,
just really fry a turkey. Super dangerous. You don't want to get any water in there. You got to be really careful. I prefer to be shot to death with a super soaker.
Whenever, you know, I end up murdering you in Idaho, I hope they give me the firing squad instead of, you know, lethal injection.
Why?
I think lethal, because I think the firing squad's way more humane. Or why am I going to murder you?
Probably because of my ever traveling health life insurance beneficiary steps.
You never know.
You don't know. Yeah, you have to wait.
I got to get a guy in there.
And find out when it goes to you. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, simultaneous fire. South Carolina execution and South Carolina's
recent
just firing
did it,
squad.
Right?
Yeah, three shooters fired live rounds.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and each then, one.
Is it true that one person has a blank?
No, that's what they're saying, is that they got three people with bullets, so you just get shot in the head.
So there isn't like. But then there are four people, and one person is a blank, and so they don't know. No one knows if they were the one who actually killed him.
I think that guy just gets. I think he gets to pop a champagne bottle.
Yeah,
and the other three just shoot the guy, and they just go, "Yeah, we never get to do this."
Hell yeah!
Like, yeah.
What kind of gun?
He's sitting right there.
What kind of gun would you like to be killed with?
AK-47.
Hell yeah!
Shred
dude.
My fucking corpse. If you want me fucking dead, you need to kill every fucking inch of me. Head's not enough. Shoot me dick first.
Yeah, they use a 30 caliber rifle. Apparently.
Yep. So they really blow you up there. But you know, we don't believe in the death penalty here.
No. But
it might be happening
to talk about.
It is, and it might happen to Chad Daybell. And
seems, you know, like it.
Don't like him anyway, so.
Yeah.
But I am not, but I would fight for you, Chad Daybell, to sit your fat, dumpy, pale ass in jail for the rest of your shit-filled life. Because nothing would make me happier than seeing you get beat to death on the pickleball court, just like that almost happened to Scott Peterson.
Really?
That's just like, I don't even want to get into that. But Scott Peterson got into a huge fight on a pickleball court in jail.
Yeah.
Which is also, I can't even imagine.
Just pickleball in jail?
Pickleball? Can you imagine?
It reached jail?
Dude.
How has it gotten that popular?
Do you think
I've
that
never
they
even
do it,
seen it.
Dude, do you think they do MS-13 versus Aryan Nation? Like, do you think that they do full-on, like, Nation of Islam versus... Is there
I
a Jewish...
the longest yard.
Is there a Jewish jail gang?
Oh, yeah, but they're in the white collar.
I mean, it's like, God. So, yeah, they didn't like his... they said that his pickleball style was annoying.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I could only imagine. Yeah.
So fucking funny.
And there
funny.
Was the guy who murdered his wife during a conjugal visit recently, too.
It does happen.
Yeah.
No, it happens.
I don't know. I feel like conjugal visits might be on their way out.
I think that they are heavily monitored, and they are very rare. It used to be, especially in the California penal system, they viewed it as essential to a death row inmate stay.
Yeah.
And so it was viewed as, they used to get 48-hour to 72-hour stay-ins where someone would come in and stay, because California used to actually not believe in the concept of like the most extreme prison natures, even though we had Alcatraz, San Quentin, we had all the bad ones. But it's still like, they, you know, LA, we kind of cared for a little bit.
Almost.
So we got some real, one last update. I know you guys have been waiting. We had a lot of updates today, but the one last update. I know you guys have been waiting on how this news was going to turn out. They got the earrings back.
Oh!
So the man that ate...
So they went through, and he's alive?
Oh, yep.
And he shit him out?
$770,000 pair of earrings from Tiffany's. He swallowed them after fooling them. He told them he was a member of a basketball team. He got in there. He ran away with the earrings and swallowed them. This man has been handcuffed to a gurney in a hospital for 2 weeks. This is completely real. And they have been, apparently what I learned, I got a great email from a nurse that says, essentially, if it gets past your esophagus, it's going to come out of you.
Oh.
So if it gets past your, that's the real bad part, is your throat and your esophagus. But if it can get to your stomach, it can largely come out of you.
Wow.
So what they basically,
it gets surrounded by shit, probably.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And so they have to, so they apparently, when we heard about this, it had already passed through his esophagus and it has been sitting in his stomach waiting for it to come through his intestines. And it just did. Poo Poo Monday. They all knew that Poo Poo Monday was coming, yeah. And they got him, and they sat with a bucket. I just wish.
It's amazing it took so long.
Yeah, I mean it's thick.
Yeah, but it came out, and you know what? Good for them getting it back. But we really need to know, how much are the earrings now?
They, according to their sources, they've been cleaned and put back into circulation.
Oh, so they're not even going to let people know. So if you shop at Tiffany's, you might be buying poo-poo earrings without you even knowing it.
And I think what's the key is here is hold these people's feet to the fire.
Yeah.
If you go into Tiffany's to get anything.
How do I know?
How do I know this isn't covered in shit?
Exactly.
That's your new way to get a discount at Tiffany's.
Yeah, just start screaming it right when you walk in the
door. How do I know this stuff isn't covered in shit?
I want the shit earrings. I want the ones with shit on them.
Yeah, I want to see. I thought one almost killed a thief.
Yeah.
I want the ones that killed a, that tried to kill a thief.
You know, at Best Buy, you can make an offer on a floor model.
You can.
You know?
And honestly, I will say it, a lot of the managers really even be appreciated being called a floor model. And that's why it's really important to don't lowball them, yeah. Though, because you come for the manager, you best not miss.
How much for you?
I suck for free. I suck and I fuck you, huh? Hey, I suck and fuck. You be wife, huh? Actually, sir, no thanks. I'm a pass.
Oh, all right.
I need a little flirt. I need a little flirt.
Sir. You got shitty earrings, Tiffany's. Yeah, you do. We all know it.
All right, now we have to get to the main stories.
Isn't Melania banging someone at Tiffany's?
Melania is a
Tiffany's bodyguard.
Well, she's a Russian
something?
And Mossad spy.
Oh,
that
okay.
Probably has her vagina. I believe her vagina is sewn shut.
Okay,
so I don't think she has sex with anyone.
Okay, good.
Tiffany Trump is who you're thinking.
No. Okay. Well, there was the Tiffany's at Trump Tower, and apparently it was rumored that she was banging one of the security guards there.
There's no way. Oh, bet. Maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I like those rumors.
Yeah, sure. I mean, she's you know, she's undeniably a beautiful, evil woman. Well, all right. We got some good ones here. All right, so which one are we starting with?
Well, we have a Fritzelish situation.
Now, it's a little bit Fritzel. You know, ladies don't do enough crime. It's nice to see someone do such a specifically male crime.
Yeah, well, we had a, you know, we started the show with a lady crime.
We did, but this is some real ass. I want to say this lady's the fucking real ass bro.
Oh yeah,
really cool woman. This story is horrific.
Horrifying.
This story is horrifying.
Comes
and this
out
is,
of Connecticut.
This is one of those stories that was just absolutely plastered all over my life when it came out, because this is we have, I'd say, a mild fascination with this style of horrific crime. This is Kimberly Sutherland.
I mean, it's the whole point of the show.
It is, yep. Yep. It's everything I live for. Kimberly Sullivan, 56 years fun. She looks like an evil clown porcelain doll. She, it seems, has...
I don't know about a porcelain doll.
She just is looking, just, she is frightening.
She looks like a mannequin in a fire.
Now, it seems that she has kept her... Yeah, she does. Holding her stepson captive for over 20 years.
Yes.
Now, what we know about this is that the son that was kept captive, who was 20 plus years old, he... set fire to the house.
To try and get rescued.
So now we know this. So the way the story starts is that Kimberly Sullivan called the police. If you watch, Law and Crime's got a good breakdown on it. And she calls the police saying, she calls 911, there's a fire in my house. Help me, my stepson's stuck inside. They come. She's outside of the house. Completely made up. It's really like a wild scene. She's got like a fancy robe on, and she's got a full face of makeup, and she's holding a dog. Well, she's holding a very fancy dog. And she's like, they're like, is anybody else in the house? She's like, my stepson's in there. You see her get carried away, right? You then see...
So accurate.
You saw the slightest sliver of what the sun looked like. So the reason why this is so fucked up is that when the young man comes out, you know, maybe not, I guess not much younger than us, but he was 5 foot nine. He's 20 years younger than us. Well, he's like over 20. He's over 20.
Okay.
He is 5 foot nine, 68 pounds.
Terrifying.
And when you see him, there's a little tiny shot of him being pushed into an ambulance, and he's frightening looking. He's apparently
68 pounds is small for anybody.
Yes, he was bound. His teeth were rotting out of his mouth. He said he couldn't eat without his teeth breaking and falling out. He said that he had gotten to the point where he was eating whatever he could find. Kimberly Sutherland had other two healthy daughters.
Yeah.
And that's, now this was her stepson. So there's a lot of, some talk about whether or not this had to do with the father, his biological father that lived with them up to about a year before.
And the father ditched the kid?
No, father's dead. Father died.
Oh, okay.
All of this was happening while the father lived at the house. The woman, now Kimberly Sullivan is now countering her son's claims. Her son is basically like, they tortured me, starved me, beat me, subjugated me to all forms of psychological torments. The fact that I was told that I could not leave. They physically bound me to a bed. They locked a room. He had to defecate into buckets and to diapers. He had diapers that he wore. He also, he said that the only way he was allowed to know what was going on was that he could listen to the local, I believe it was a local hockey team on the radio. So that's the only way he knew what year it was. Now, there's a lot of people, because Kimberly Sutherland.
So he was forced to listen to hockey?
Right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Go!
Talk about fucking torture.
So bad. But Kimberly Sullivan is, I do believe that she's good. It's going to come out as all real, but she is already countering.
He's 68 pounds. Well, like, what? I'm like, oh, how could it not be real?
This woman is saying, you know, hey, he could have left at any time. He was old enough. And he used to go on errands, and he used to do stuff. She also posted through the $300,000 bail. She's got, because
so
when she says
filthy rich.
Well, yes, and she, but she said to the police that we didn't have money to feed him, we didn't have anything, and it was like that was all horseshit. She then also basically is intimating that this is coming either from the dead husband that died a year ago,
mm-hmm.
or that. He was such a dangerous person, her bound son.
Yeah.
That he had to be shut up. He had to be.
Well, then you get the cops involved if they're that dangerous.
But this is what she's saying is that no one would take my call seriously. Because there was a welfare check. I think it was in 2012. There was a welfare check.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. And the cops were like, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, but that's, you know, 12 years ago now?
But that was when he was pulled out of school forever, 13 years ago.
13 years ago.
That's when he was supposed, even then he was in school.
Yeah.
But he kept coming to school, stealing other people's food, filthy, reeking.
Trying to survive.
Yes. Because anytime you hear that, remember that, is that every single time, if you ever hear a kid or anybody in these scenarios talk about stealing food, it's because they're not eating.
Yeah.
And Kimberly Sullivan, you see this, I've seen so much of this.
I feel like no one should ever get in trouble for stealing food.
No, and same thing with me. I actually really do believe that. That's like my one, because you know I love my body cam footage.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that really bums me out. This is stuff I really can't stand, is the anything involving food shoplifting.
Yeah.
It's like, it's food. It's,
you have to just do something, give it to them.
Just fucking somebody buy it for them. All right. Yeah. You're not doing this because it's fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes I are, and that's different, but you're going to be a crazy person.
What's the weight limit on food shoplifting?
I say weight limit straight up. 225.
I was going to say, wow. I said 230. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because yeah. They have the scales in front.
Yeah. I mean, I've been giant and starving.
Sure.
And I have stolen food at 250.
As I have. I did as well.
Man, does that mean I'm committing myself here?
Yep. I've just called the police.
Woo!
God, no!
Hey there, hey. Hey, it's me. It's me, Sergeant Austin Butler. Hey. I'm here.
Hold on. They gave you a fake badge,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I just had to ask for it and give them $5,000. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a police officer. I'm going to have to arrest you for food rape.
You have a suspicious mind.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. That's how I know. That's how I know the criminal nature. So this woman is, she, I think that she's going to be, I think that we're obviously more information is going to come out about this. We are going to know, because why didn't he leave?
Because he was tied to the bed.
Yes. And also, why didn't he eat? Because she was starving him.
He was physically unable to leave.
So I think that's going to come out. I think that when
you try to run at 68 pounds and 5'9", your fucking bones are going to crumple.
And the only thing that really even convinces me, which is why I like watching the body cam footage, is this really the stuff that convinces me is, like, you can barely see the son get pulled into the ambulance, but you see the cop's face as he turns away from the ambulance going, what the fuck? You just see this, like, Jesus Christ, because it was a full grown man. Yeah. That was built like a ventriloquist dummy. And so it's like not good. So she's like, we're going to see. But she's quite the looker, huh?
No.
Look at her. Look at them. Look, she got her full face of makeup on.
Wait, what is going on with you?
Look at her. No, I'm not saying she's attractive. I'm just saying she was really ready for her spotlight.
No.
And she's got a very expensive lawyer.
She looks like she's been taxidermied.
It's the that very intense blue eyeliner.
Yeah.
That is the most haunting. And her skull-like cheekbones.
My very, mother very had frank. Better makeup at her funeral.
Hey, those are experts. Those are experts doing that. That's why they look good, Eddie. All right, that's one story.
Yeah, right.
Here's another story.
The biggest story. I can't believe we didn't start with this.
It's because it didn't come. It's all happened while we were gone.
Yeah.
The movie, The Thing, is currently happening.
A version of it.
Yes, it's in Antarctica.
It's scary because there's no aliens.
We don't know.
Yeah, we do.
So there is a group of South African scientists.
Literally, the day the astronauts get back, this happens.
These guys are fucked. So these guys are apparently they're in a part of Antarctica. They are on I forget what exactly it is they're doing. Like, they're on a cliff face. And they're in a part of Antarctica that is about to enter into their, I guess, the overwinter season.
Yeah, because their winter is our summer.
Yes. And that is extremely, obviously, intense.
-58 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes, and I think at that level, it's like planes can't even fly. Like, there's like certain things.
It's like instant death when you walk outside.
So they are unreachable for 10 months during this time period. Now, this is at the Sané 4 Antarctic base. It's cut off because of the winter weather. They got an email sent to the South African government saying, one of our team members has gone insane.
Yeah.
And so they are stuck out there, and they're starting to say that this one of the scientists, they haven't named who, got into the leader's face. There was a physical altercation. This person is beginning, their behavior, according to them, is becoming increasingly egregious.
Yeah.
People are starting to say that he is threatening sexual assault, physical assault.
Oh, he's threatening? I thought he did it.
I don't know. This is one of those where it seems to be, it's getting really bad there, and there's
and
no
do we
way
know
to
if he's if because it's so, you know, they don't really say who it is in all the accusations. Do we know if the person they're accusing is a man or a woman?
No idea.
Interesting.
No idea. I think that it's, I'm gonna unfortunately
I'm gonna
say,
guess it's a man.
I'm gonna guess it's a man
because it's 99% usually a man, even though we've covered two lady stories today.
We did. So, yeah, but no, this story is obviously developing. We looked up for any form of updates, and we are not there yet.
Yeah, the closest place that they can go to is 186 miles away. And you ain't going nowhere in -58, I'll tell you that much.
No. And then the South Africa's environment minister, Dion George, he said he's going to personally speak to the team members. He's going to figure it out for himself.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, because we all know the government in South Africa is right on the money.
You know what fixes stuff, Eddie? You know what always fixes stuff? A Zoom.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need. Boom. Like, as he's going there, and then you see that, like, he pulls up the Zoom, and the guy's sitting there with, like, the two, like, he's pulled out his own eyeballs, and it's got, like, gauze wrapped around it, and he's like,
all I see is pain. All we know is hell. And he's going to be like, so you guys are going to get wrapped up by October then? Or?
But they're stuck there for almost a year, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, 10 months.
10 more months.
Oh,
they're going to be there. And then so until anyone's even going to get to them. So maybe, do they overpower this person? How do you do it?
I don't know. Is there a gun there?
Professional, there has to be a gun.
There must be. As professional explorer Alan Chambers explains the harsh reality, from a psychological perspective, it's a very, very lonely place. There's very little interaction with humans or animals. So if you're in a camp or a research center, you're with those people for 6 months, if not a year.
I remember when I first had sex with a man.
And what I think it does from a psychological point of view is that everything becomes heightened. It's all white. There's no color, no noise, nothing you could see as normal to. So everybody's behavior, including your own, gets magnified. And little things become big things. Like my little penis.
Yeah, it's so big. So big.
And so apparently we just don't know. South African government, they also oversaw a base on Marion Island where an unstable team member in 2017 also destroyed their room with an axe and attacked a colleague with a frying pan.
Yes. Which, you know, that could have been a bacon-based crime.
Oh, we never know.
And there's no real predators there. The polar bears obviously are only in the north and not in the south. And so this is like they got nothing to really worry about as far as animals coming after them.
Oh, yeah, but don't worry. The guys from the South African government are saying they don't think that anyone involved in SENAI-4 emails has dangerous intentions. But in the event that we need to do an urgent intervention, he says, we can send people from the Norwegian and Germany base. They might send personnel. And they're 200 miles away.
Yeah, if they decide to even go, why would they go?
Oh, if they said that everybody's...
If everyone's dying over there, why would they put their lives in risk?
It seems like they... Because in the end, it's one for one, all for one and all for one for all.
You know, there's no government in Antarctica.
That's right.
There's no police force to come and check on it. It's not a country.
No,
it's a continent.
Penguins
in, like,
are the police.
Name. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there ain't nothing out there, buddy.
Yeah, there's nothing. And it's like, it's run on like, kind of like maritime law-ish kind of thing.
No, it's a lot. I think that they will be held to the same laws of the state by which they live.
The Antarctic Treaty System is basically what they do. And there's I think a bunch of countries signed a treaty in 1959 in order to, 56 countries basically said, got together and said, we will help make sure there's law here.
You know who's
in a weird way
not going to appreciate that? The Kraken. Because, as a matter of fact, he's law there.
Yeah. I mean, if anything lives there, it's the Kraken.
It has to be the Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that would be there. So even he's going to be like, white people crazy. Yeah. That's like the first thing he says. These white people crazy. Huh? Trying to come up here, man. This is Squid's house. You want to come to a Squid's house? Whatever you want. All right, so that's the story that's going to be developing. I can't believe, again, it happened
happened for months, probably.
Nope. I'm not saying that I want this to happen, but for the sake of our show, it would be really cool when they get there if they were all dead. But I think that's not fun. It's not good.
It's not fun.
I don't want that to be so.
Even though you just said that.
No, I want it to be a boring result. I want them all to be...
Do we know what they're even doing up there?
I think that they're trying to see if you can yo-yo on the other side of the planet.
Does yo-yo go up
or down? Yeah. I think that's everyone like, day one, yo-yo continues to go down. Day two, despite intervention, yo-yo goes down. Day three, Dr. Malenka's going to kill me in my sleep.
Yo-yo went down.
So fucking, I don't know. Oh, who was it? Oh, that was a bit. We'll get back into this next week when hopefully we have maybe more information.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Who fucking knows?
I don't think we will have more information.
I honestly doubt that.
Because it's made international news at this point. Yeah, person ain't letting anyone, if they are going crazy and they are running this shit, and they're not letting anyone send any emails.
Well, it sounds like they attacked the leader, and I just wonder if they do the same thing that they do on a flight. Mm-hmm. You know, like the flight attendants are trained to tape you to the chair.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they do something like that.
I've seen a flight attendant hold somebody down for the duration of a flight. That was crazy. I couldn't believe how strong they were.
That's intense. They got the flight attendants get like that mom strength early.
Yeah.
They get gripper strength.
And it was a man holding down a woman, but man, that was crazy. She just started at one point in the flight, she showed up hammered. Mm. I saw her like getting really drunk at the
There's just no reason for it.
Yeah. I mean, you can get a little, you can have a couple, but, you know, don't get blackout for when you're in the crazy situation.
Be a normal person.
Yeah.
I need to have two drinks in an airport.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
They'll let you on a plane fucking soused, man.
They're not supposed to.
I know, but they do. Buses, well, I feel like in a bus, it's harder to get on soused.
I think only because on a bus, people do get fucking beheaded.
Yeah.
And it's a bit difficult. Whoa, there's a bunch of these. All right, so this is, good work, Rob. So Sinai's Four's reason for existence is to provide a permanent year-round base for scientists undertaking research projects under the auspices. Well, they're still not saying what it is. Oh, it's just about oceanography, biology, and yo-yo sciences.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Well, great. At least I was correct. But we hope that they come home safe, no matter how good it is for the show. So we are going to reach out to them.
Live from your grave.
All right, what do we got? What's next?
Man killed his stepdad with atomic wedgie.
Well, the only reason
gets
why...
gets 30 years in prison.
This is the dumb story of the week. The only reason why we even brought this up is because a lot of people...
Potawatomi.
A lot of people sent this in, and what a silly title, right?
Yeah.
Marine veteran kills his stepfather with an atomic wedgie. We love it.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to see it.
Even, and that is the headline in military.com.
Yes. So a guy named Bradley Davis, he got into an altercation. So they all talk about this. His stepfather, 58-year-old Denver Lee St. Clair.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, which I also think it's, I like how they put this. He said their altercation ended with Davis pulling his stepfather's underwear up over the man's head, a combative known as the atomic wedgie. Unfortunately, the move would kill St. Clair. And so it seems like he said all of this stuff. The guy came forward. He was like, I was just messing with him. Yeah, he was like, I was messing with him. I thought it was like funny. And I had no idea that the underwear would choke him. That's what he said. The underwear went over his face, underneath his face, and underneath his chin, and choked him to death. And they said they were talking. St. Clair began insulting Davis's mother. He called the stepfather a bully. They had a bit of a fight back and forth. And then he said that he pulled the underwear around him over his head. They took a picture. They thought it was going to be funny. And then they had all the stuff. And then if they really looked at it, you actually could see that he was beaten to death.
Yeah.
The father was beaten to death. And the atomic wedgie seemed to be the coup de grace that finally did end his life. But it was way more of a finish him.
Yeah.
It was a fatality.
He claimed self-defense.
He did.
I don't think you can kill somebody with an atomic wedgie and claim self-defense.
I think that can only be done in sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
No. I don't know if it can be done as an adult. Because, again, the atomic wedgies just get more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that's probably one of the worst parts about atomic wedgies is the mutually assured destruction.
He ended up pleading guilty to first-degree manslaughter. So, no.
Yeah, he's going to jail. But again, people were joking about the atomic wedgie part of it, but mostly it was about him beating a man to death.
It really was.
But I've never really been wedgied.
You never been wedgied?
No.
Well, we'll fix that.
Just leave my balls alone.
No, it won't be me. It'll probably happen at the meet and greet.
Yeah, I know. When's the last time you got wedgied?
I think I got wedgied in high school at some point.
Yeah.
We used to fucking beat each other up all the time.
You roughed house with boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The worst thing I ever did to someone was I found a cup on the floor of the locker room and I put it in some kid's mouth.
Disgust.
Yeah, but he wasn't nice.
Hey, sometimes you gotta give a guy MRSA.
Yeah, but we all become better people over time.
Yeah, of course. You have to be. Because if not, you just become worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, like, this guy, I'm not sticking up for the guy who killed the stepdad.
Yeah.
But the stepdad's being horrible to his mom.
Yeah, of course.
And he's from the military.
This is more...
You would expect him
To pop off.
To pop off and beat the fucking shit out of him. You know, I mean, was he a Marine?
He was a Marine.
Yeah, I mean, you don't fuck with a Marine's mom.
You don't normally say that a Marine's mother's a whore.
Yeah.
Because it will, sometimes, it leads to a bad result.
Yeah.
People get really upset. I think that this is more of a cautionary tale to remind all of us how fragile this life is. Mm-hmm. And that if you get into a physical fight, you could fucking kill somebody.
They also say that he staged the crime scene to make it more like an equal brawl.
That's what he did. Is that essentially, it was bad. He murdered the man in cold blood.
Gave himself
blood.
A wedgie? What
yeah,
did he
yeah,
do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He gave himself, I think probably like turned over some coffee tables, maybe hit his head against the wall or something.
Do they
know.
Try to make
that's
it?
That's me guessing.
Oh, yes. I think they just tried to make it look like it could have been a silly thing that went out of control.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Taking the pictures while he dies, that's really probably seal the deal.
Yeah, everyone was pretty upset with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but hey, don't say anything about his mother.
No.
Right? They'll know that in jail, won't they? Don't insult his mother, because this man is going to go full court press and he's going to kill you with your underwear.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you can still get in jail.
Yo, underwear.
You can still, oh yeah.
You still get atomic wedgie to death?
I think that there's a character that I believe that Marcus is going to play in his stream mandate tonight.
Oh, okay.
That is one of the most vile men I've seen in a minute. And what he is this guy that used to serve time in maximum security jail. And for those of you that don't see the scene, they won't see the stream. You should, though, because these are going to be cut out. Is this man talks about first time I got a piece of that booty in jail.
Oh, yes. I know this guy.
Man spread his cheeks, and I made it one push in, two push.
Mm-hmm.
It was so juicy. I just fucking, I shot my ejaculate. I ejaculated. This man's rough.
Dude. Yeah.
So I hope these guys don't meet. Because that guy loves underwear and the other guy loves butt.
Well, I think it doesn't the guy who loves butt, isn't he free?
I don't know, but it sounds like the way he talks about jail, he wants to go back. He is very, very excited. Got wet. Just looking at it. Oh, hey there. You're talking disgusting, all right? Now listen, hey, listen. I think two men is fine for two men to be together, okay? You just have to remember that everybody's consensual, okay? This is me, sexual health officer. Awesome mother.
You know what I love about this military.com article about the whole thing?
What?
Is this like a whole article about how this atomic wedgie, you know, and everything went wrong. And then right up at the bottom, want to learn more about military life?
Yeah. You want to sign up for the military?
You're thinking of joining the military. Yeah. Look at our post-military careers. We're keeping up with the military life and benefits. Military.com has you covered.
You're right. Really quick. All right. So before we get to, I don't have many letters that I even want to talk about necessarily, but I did have some extra stuff here. Like, we had a whole section about OnlyFans models that have really run into quite a bit of trouble this stuff is very interesting. It all kind of happened over the weekend.
OnlyFans is popping off lately.
It's just been, obviously, I think that newspapers like to report upon it.
It's a good, you know, title.
I also think that it always serves. Think about from the Black Dahlia days.
Yeah.
The idea that these people making these choices have horrible things happen to them. And so the newspaper loves.
It's supposed to be the safest way. You do it at home by yourself.
But it's humankind is unpredictable at best and not nice at most. Now, the first one was. This story is about Michaela Brache Reilersdom. She's being charged with murder after she was paid $11,000 by a 55-year-old man, Michael Dale, for a BDSM asphyxiation scene. Now, she went in the room. Her and her husband run this OnlyFans site together.
Yeah.
She's done this a couple of times. The man paid her up for $11,000. Quite a significant amount of money. He said he wants to do this extreme BDSM scenario where he is fully wrapped in duct tape and saran wrap.
Okay.
And then he has shoes glued to the outside of the saran wrap to his feet.
Okay.
And then she would manipulate his body sexually.
What's the point of the shoes?
It's, again, fashion.
Yeah.
It's just about feeling good, feeling sexy. This is what this guy wants.
Are they J's?
No, they are heels. They're high heels.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. So he went through this process. Apparently, it went, quote unquote, as planned for about 8 minutes. And then the man struggled, would seem to be with pleasure, then with frightening times.
I guess you can't have a safe word if you're surrounded by duct tape by the mouth and you're saran wrapped.
We're going to talk about this. So then when she noticed he stopped moving, she was like, oh no, the man was dead. Now, I will say, if you're agreeing to do these BDSM things, and I'm not even blaming, like, the dude is what this guy wanted.
He asked for a version of this.
He asked for the not permanent version.
Yeah.
Then this lady went ahead to try to do it. Now, I feel like this is where we might just need one little caveat here that I just want to say as a
group. This is a gray area of the law,
Sure. But she's getting nominated. I believe it's for manslaughter.
Nominated for manslaughter
of the year. Yeah, sorry, it's award season.
This is the OnlyFans murder of the year.
But the poke holes in it.
Yeah.
If you ever are doubting,
at least in the nostril area,
just poke holes in it. And no matter what that guy says, right? Yes.
It'll still be hard to breathe.
He's going to be like, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I think what's important, though, is for you as the professional in the room to be like, no, you horny little fuck face. No, because you're already dominant.
Yeah.
I'm poking holes in here. Because you're not going to like not being able, like, or you got to really keep an eagle eye on there, right? You got to keep an eagle eye. I'm blaming the woman only because her ignorance of the situation.
It was her first time doing it.
Yes. And that is that's a big buildup. This is not just getting spanked. This is not just getting whipped. This is not just, like,
it's not even just stepping on balls.
No, it's an ornate scenario.
Everyone knows plastic over the face equals death.
Yes. Unless you're doing it for fun as a kid. Because that's what everybody likes. You never did that?
No, I never put bags over my head as a child.
Jackie and I used to put bags over our head to go.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a good idea for any children listening. An 11-year-old who listens to our show came to one of my shows this
weekend.
That's
not good.
Yeah.
11?
Yes.
What's an 11 listen to podcasts for?
I don't know. I don't know. By the way, you rock, Enzo.
Yeah, I love you, Enzo, but I mean, you shouldn't be listening to podcasts.
No, I don't know.
You should be playing ball.
Yeah, he's like fun, but I'm just saying, please don't put bags over your head.
I'm just saying, if you want to have fun and you're responsible, it's how you can do it.
We used to choke each other.
That's different. But this lady was in a lot of problems, and then there was another lady that, like, this is all sad, but yeah, always when in doubt, poke a hole in it, except for a condom, always keep those entire.
Yeah.
But this another lady was found.
Well, hold on. I'm not done talking about this. This is still, I want to stay on this for 2 seconds. She got charged with second degree murder.
Yes.
Do you really feel like this is murder?
I don't think
she chose to kill this man.
Well, I think that's.
She was already paid. What's
second
the motive?
Degree murder is, I believe, is basically manslaughter, which is what this is.
Okay.
She has murdered him by ignorance.
Yes.
She has murdered him by ignorance. Unfortunately, she damned herself when she put the tape and stuff over his nose and mouth. No matter what it was he was asking for, it sadly was in her purview to say no.
If you help someone with assisted suicide, what is that?
Murder.
That's second degree murder?
Yes, still.
Okay.
Yeah. Depending on, that can go up to first degree murder.
Yeah.
I believe.
Wow.
It can go, I believe. But that is one of those, yeah, it makes total sense that she was charged with second degree murder because, yes, it's the word. It's just, but also remember that that's just the name of the crime versus the, like, what it is. So it's just like, that's homicide. Essentially, you just say that's, from the police, that's homicide. In the judicial system, they call it murder.
I feel like, yes, she needs to face some sort of responsibility for what happened here because obviously they were very irresponsible at the very least. But I don't know, murder?
It's what it is. He died. And if she had 8 minutes to rip it off of his face.
Yeah.
The same thing with the Sarah Boone case with suitcase, the man and the boyfriend in the suitcase.
You're right. Yeah.
Where the whole thing hinged on So you
but
either
she was like laughing at his ass and filming it.
But her,
that's a little more sinister to me.
The only thing that, but we don't know what would happen if she didn't film herself, because she told the police that she did not understand what level of distress he was under, and that she was just out of her own ignorance. That's why, like, she should have taken the plea in the first place. That's why they were begging her to take the plea, because she would have gotten 13 years for manslaughter by copping to it. She decided to go all the way. Technically, that is what damned her, but it was also her filming the video. If it was just her story, it might have been extremely difficult to prove how well she knew.
I wonder what, because this incident happened on OnlyFans. She was filming it.
She filmed it. There is video of it.
Yeah. What were the people, like, watching it saying?
I think that it was for him.
Oh, okay, okay. It wasn't, like, a live stream.
No, I believe that she was filming
11 grand, you get your own video.
Yes, customs. You get your custom video.
Okay, all right.
I believe that is for him.
Okay.
Right. And I imagine the 11K is also for the risk that you're incurring.
Yeah.
Because it's really intense.
Absolutely.
Not as intense as a Dubai porta potty. But way more intense about that. Oh, Rob doesn't know what that is either. Am I the only one who brought this? Am I the only one who knows who's this? What this is? Me and Ian.
I now know what a Dubai porta potty is.
So there was another OnlyFans model that said by sheer accident, she definitely accidentally fell from the top of a construction site where it broke her spine and a bunch of her limbs, and she's now currently in the hospital. But it's pointing to this other concept that is. Up until this point, like, I'm going to say straight up, this is mostly in the world of conspiracy theory. We don't quite know how real this is.
I never heard about it before today, but then there's lots of people talking about it for over a year.
It's just been around for a very long time. There used to be a term called yachting. That was a term that was called, which is...
But yachting wasn't, like, murder-based.
Well, it's. I feel like this is where, this is kind of where the stories start from. It starts from the concept of sometimes women of a certain persuasion, depending on their job, whether they are cocktail waitress or, like, the type of thing, they are invited to be a part of the staff of some giant vacation yacht.
Yeah.
And then when you go... There is either a full-on agreement or an unspoken agreement. Then you are then here as a, you're going to be an escort and you're available to people on this yacht. It's been used as a way to smear celebrities in blind items. It's also been used as a way to smear bad guys that we know. Matt Gaetz was definitely involved in a lot of this kind of yachting scenario.
Mm-hmm. Human trafficking.
Human trafficking. We see the same thing with Andrew Tate. He was involved with quite a bit of probably with the pipeline to lead to this, which
finally
is
finally out of America again.
I mean, fuck him. God, fuck that fucking piece of shit. But I think that what we're seeing is this. So with the Dubai porta potty, is that this is what seems to be an extreme version of sex work, blah, 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 quote unquote sex work that is done by powered, moneyed people in Dubai that talk to what seem to be a lot of ladies in Europe. And what they will do is say, okay, come here. We're going to have a weekend and you're going to hang out with these princes and you're going to get a certain amount of goods. So you're going to show up. They're going to put you on a shopping spree. You go get all the stuff. There was one woman talking about, it's the first time I've ever been in a Hermes shop. It was the first time I ever walked inside of a Gucci store. They went and she outfitted me with like $200,000 worth of clothes. They then showed up with $50,000 just cash, US money, hand it to you, and they're like, all right, so we're gonna have our party tonight. And then the party involves being utterly degraded. So it's like the whole point is to get you get pooped in your mouth and pissed in your mouth and having sex with animals, and
The Dubai porta potty.
It's called the Dubai porta potty. And they do this all night, right? And then you're kind of dropped off. And then
they beat you and shit too.
All of it.
Break
every single for all.
Any
of it.
The worst thing you could think of in any way, it's worse than that.
But what they do is they kind of say, like, we do it for you. Do it like four times a year. That's like what this lady was saying that this other lady told her that she did. She's like, you almost get used to it. Sometimes she says, the smell begins to remind you of money. Like, that's like one of those things she starts to say, right? Like, you start to. But this is all we don't know yet. I am not putting it past a single fucking person, especially after you see kind of what Epstein's, just Epstein, which is probably a low-level version of this. Epstein didn't even have the money that these guys had.
No,
this is actually
nowhere close.
This is closer
to Dubai money.
This is closer to Diddy, technically. This is much closer to sort of what Diddy was doing in terms of the scale. Because that's what they do in a way that is very over the top. It's at a very big scale.
Yeah.
And these are rumors everywhere. And I'm gonna get a lot of pushback because there are obviously
we don't know how true the Dubai porta potty is if it's just like a fucking nightmare story. But
no.
It seems like enough people are talking about it where if it doesn't exist, it's gonna be willed into existence.
It is a thing that is there are too many of people like this that we are now seeing that they have to exist.
Yeah.
So we just don't know exactly how materially true quite a bit of it is. But what we've talked about with JFK, what we've talked about with MKUltra, is that even if 1% is true, that means the entire history of the world is different than you think it is.
Yeah.
So it's like it's one of those where this is going to be one of those things we've got forever. But you know, obviously we have a human trafficker president, and it's one of the big things that we do here now. Prince Andrew was definitely involved. Peter Nygaard, if you watch that documentary about Peter Nygaard, that was deeply involved. Then you also look over at the Mormons, which we've been covering now for fucking a month and a half.
Yeah.
Tim Ballard with OUR was a part of it. This is a whole thing that was all human trafficking that was done by the Mormon slice. So it's like every group's got them. You got the fucking Catholics sending in boys into the Vatican, which is still completely real. You got fucking six stupid fucking old papus sitting there turning a blind eye because he's blind.
Yeah.
And so
he's still alive? Did he?
Yeah,
no,
he's
still fucking alive.
He's almost better. They sucked the cum out of his lungs.
Yes, they contemplated letting him die. I saw some people say, like, I got some pushback too about Pope Francis, but just remember, if he was going to do something, he'd do it.
Yeah.
If he was going to, he looks rough.
Yeah, he's got, they taped his thumb up here.
Yeah, he's starting to look like those J.D. Vance memes.
Yeah,
he is looking rough.
He's officially looks worse than Tootsie.
Wow, that's saying a lot. But that's a fairly serious story that we ended there with. But
fuck, man. It's just so upsetting.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah, I hate it so much.
Yeah, it's not good.
But, you know, I guess it's technically what we do here.
Yeah, but you ever been to a Willy Wonka potty party? Porta potty?
Oh, what's a Willy Wonka porta potty?
It's made out of chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nothing
but...
Is it
chocolate?
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Okay, I never had a schnozberry.
Oh, yeah, you're about to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I could see that Timothy Shamalama ding-dong getting all covered in shit.
Getting an atomic schnozberry.
Man, can we fucking bukkake him once?
Have you not seen the movie?
What?
Call You By Your Name.
Oh, yeah, but no, that's...
I guess that was just one...
He made it a filling.
He got hammered.
No, he's in that new movie with Gwyneth Paltrow where they're supposed to be having sex quite a bit, but you can just... Jackie and I both were talking about how it will just be difficult to hear after all the bones slapping together. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so thin, they'll start a fire.
It's going to sound like rifling through the remains of Dachau. Having sex with each other. Well, this is... What a great episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't upsetting at all.
No, buddy. But hey, but there was some laughter along the way, as normal.
Amen.
So we did it.
Yeah,
I don't care what anybody fucking says. Should I talk more about... I should do this thing on Paul, Mary, and Demas?
What's that?
The idea of the pink foam...
Oh, I want to hear this.
These are some listener emails.
Yeah. We got to do at least one listener email.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You respect these emails. I can tell.
All I do is respect. I wanted to talk about the pink foam that was brought up twice in the last episode.
Yeah.
I'll try to avoid getting too in the weeds, but it does require a quick physiological lesson. You can think of your cardiovascular system as a basic plumbing system. Blood moves through your veins and arteries like water through pipes, and your heart acts as a pump to keep things flowing. The path of blood basically goes from your body to the right side of your heart, to your lungs, back to the left side of your heart, and finally out to the body again. The other component you need to know is about the foam is that it's called surfactant. It is a liquid extremely similar to dish soap that is produced in small quantities in your lungs. It basically helps to keep friction low as your lungs expand and withdraw, preventing them from sticking together and collapsing. It is not uncommon to see pink foam from the airways after someone has died, as the blood that was previously pumped to the heart backs up into the lungs and mixes with the surfactant. This can occur because of increased pressure in the lungs from chest compressions during CPR, someone working hard to bring air into the lungs, or the heart failing and backing up. Imagine someone took a container of bubbles, added some blood, and kept squeezing and shaking the bottle. This is basically what is happening in someone's chest, resulting in pink foam. So it does not necessarily mean an embolism. It doesn't necessarily mean it can just be a general after effect of having died.
Okay. All right. So nothing to worry about.
It's the pulmonary edema. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. That's where you're supposed to. They're supposed to look. I guess nurses are supposed to look for pink frothy sputum as a sign of heart failure and pulmonary hypertension.
Oh, thank you, nurses. I met the nipple twisting nurse on the road, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. They came to one of my shows. I won't say
so
which
she
one.
She make sure you stayed up, or?
Well, yeah. She offered, and I was like, oh.
How were the Florida shows?
The Florida shows were amazing, dude. Well, the Jacksonville show, people came out, man. That was wild. We had over 200 people come to that show. That was fucking awesome. And then, of course, the Tallahassee show sold out. It was awesome. With
and
me
it's
and
very
Danny.
Emotional.
I got to sing a P-Funk song.
Dude, you guys don't understand. That was the very first place we ever performed comedy together. It was in a former gay bar called Brothers that is now,
gay bar called 926 Bar.
That's awesome.
With some of the people who still work there. They were all so impressed by my knowledge of the layout of the place.
That's so amazing.
Like, on stage, I was like, oh, you know, there's a drag queen with tits in there was doing coke, and then I had to turn them down. And then over here, that used to be the liquor store. Now it's just a bar.
Yeah.
And then over here is where I threw myself through the wall when we had that telekinesis fight.
Yeah, the memory fight.
Yeah, we did the mind fight. Yeah, they were like, you really did come from here. A fun story I learned about the place was they used to, because it's a gay bar in Tallahassee, so it's always like, you know, almost getting attacked by the community.
And they are, so that makes for some tough hombres.
It really does. Yes. It really does. And there was a rumor that somebody was trying to set up the owner of Brothers, and that they had, when they had, not necessarily when I crashed through the wall, but a contractor who had come to like fix a wall, they said that they hid cocaine in the walls, so whenever they could call the cops and then have the place, you know, like shut down and shit like that, and everyone go to jail. So when they changed over ownership, because the rumor was going around so hard, and they knew like a drug sniffing dog, they were like, hey, let's just have the dog come in here and make sure that nothing actually happened. And they said that when the dog got in there, it like basically, when a drug sniffing dog is looking for cocaine, it like sits down when it finds it. And they said that there was so much cocaine like mixed into the grouting that it just kept sitting down everywhere.
Yeah, that checks out. Because that was one of the, I've never seen so much blow in one place.
But it's doing great now. It's like it's like a normal-ass club. It's like fucking, it's a real venue now. And
that's great.
Such a good time. Danny Bedrosian from P-Funk and his Some Fierce Band fucking rocked it.
Dude.
Evan Rossi was amazing the entire tour.
He's our old buddy, old Murphus member.
Dude, I was like, hey, Evan, you got any merch to sell? Go ahead. And, it was like kind of like an empty gesture.
Yeah, sure.
And then he brought a lamp to sell, like, at the merch. And then as like a joke, I'm like, oh, that's funny, you know, whatever. And then every show, people bought the lamp. Every single fucking time. He made like an extra $100 on the tour.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
selling these goddamn lamps. I'm like, you're making more money selling lamps than you are doing comedy.
Yep. And that's the lesson. Sell lamps.
But yeah. But we got
so if he just got into the lamp business, he'd be doing extremely well.
I was telling him, man, I'm like, you accidentally found your new thing.
You should be selling lamps.
here's your $5. Oh, you know, man. Like, thank you for doing comedy. But that is great. I was
it
so
was
excited.
So much fun, man.
And I can't wait to join you in our Florida dates.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of, Side Stories has lots of dates. The Huntsville show was a fucking wild success.
So much fun.
We're going to be in May 7th. We're going to be at the Fort Lauderdale / Dania Improv, whatever it's called now. I think the name might have changed. But regardless, we will be there.
Cannot
I'm
wait.
Very excited for that show. That's going to be my hometown show. Lots of people come in that I grew up with, so it's going to be very emotional and weird.
It's going to be interesting. We're going to be getting heckled a lot.
Yes.
And so then, just be there for that, because you're going to want to be a part of that debacle.
And then the following day, we're going to be in Orlando, just 2.5 hours north. And then
our favorite place.
At the Funny Bone. We sold that show out, but so we added a late show now. So if you weren't able to get tickets to the first show, there's now a second show available for you to get tickets at. And speaking of selling out the early show, we also did that in June at Dad's Garage. And then we added a late show to that as well. So make sure you go get the tickets for that, because we're going to do two shows back to back. Thank God. I'm actually really happy we get to do that twice this year, because we've never done that before.
No, we have no idea what we're going to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially because we riff a lot. So it's going to be interesting. So it's actually worth it to come to both shows. It's like one long show.
They're literally going to be completely different.
Yeah.
And Dad's Garage, we're specifically doing improv.
Yes.
So that's going to be one we are specifically going to be testing our improv skills.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. And go check out our Detroit show. We're at the Masonic on April 18th. You're going to want to come out. That is my beautiful wife's birthday.
Oh, really?
She's going to be there.
She's going to come?
Yeah, I think it's because we're going to go see Grandma.
Oh,
we gotta go see Grandma.
Nice.
Yeah, we gotta get up there and
do
that.
I love that. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, come on out to Detroit. It's gonna be amazing. Our
cannot
fucking
wait.
Show is on fire. The Ryman was crazy.
You're gonna have a good one. You guys, come and see us. You're gonna like it. And if you don't, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Oh, in November, we got Crime Wave.
Yes. Which will be crimewave@c.com. Come see us, because that is going to be an interesting time.
Yes, to say the least.
Contact in the Desert.
Oh, yeah, and Contact in the Desert. We have a busy fucking year.
Dude, I was looking at it. I'm like gone every other week for the rest of the year.
No,
doing
we're extremely booked. But hey, booked and busy. Booked
Love
and blessed
it.
Every day.
Amen.
That's what I do. I get up every day, 3 a.m. I wash my face with sparkling water. I take a shit in a river. By 5:15 a.m., I am over at my Inquisitor's home, where I tell him my secrets from the week before. And then by 7 a.m., I'm railing my wife.
Yeah.
By 8 a.m., I got to fucking go right to the double for me and this comedian in Russia. Best friends with Vladimir Putin, and I do the translations for him.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's honestly been really great.
You've been doing so well that Henry actually replaced all the toilet paper with pita bread.
I like the pocket. Go to patreon.com/lastpodcastandleft to give us money to watch us talk. Go to the twitch.tv/lpntv and see us live this week. We have Good Pud at 6 p.m. Come and check us out. All right, you fuckers. Bye. Hail Satan.
Hail Antarctica.
Yes.